Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Mindful Minute. I'm Meryl Arnett. I'm the host of this podcast, and I'm really looking forward to sharing these stories and meditations with you. I created this podcast to focus on everyday joy, to support everyday joy. And really what I mean by that is I think, an everyday practitioner, and that's what I'm going to guess most of you listeners are too. What that means is I'm a mom of two. I have a partner. I have family. I own a business. I have everyday real life commitments. And I started my meditation practice not by traveling to Asia and studying with a great master for 6 months or a year in a monastery, not by going on an extensive retreat somewhere. I've never been a monk or a nun. I just had this low-lying, subtle sense of discontent. Not that there was anything hugely wrong, but I was walking around feeling like things were supposed to be better. And if I got to this sort of magical endgame space, well, then surely I would be happy. And luckily, I knew somewhere in my brain that that just couldn't be right. It shouldn't be that way. And so I began a meditation practice 10 years ago, and I began just by trying to comprehend what exactly meditation is and what we're supposed to be doing in it. And it really took 3 years and a lot of exploring until I found the teachers that spoke to my brain, that made meditation make sense and feel doable. And then I probably spent another, I don't know, year, 2 years building the meditation habit. So I was trying to meditate, but certainly it wasn't every day. On and off, I would try, I would forget, I would try again. But in that expanse of these first 5 years of practice, even though it wasn't consistent, I was beginning to have these little ordinary moments that were becoming more awake, more alive. So in that time, nothing drastic changed. I didn't like quit my job and do something new. I didn't leave my partner. I didn't move towns. I did nothing drastic. And yet, I was starting to experience these little moments here and there where I was noticing beauty or joy or connection that I might have previously missed. I was feeling more satisfaction just in the everyday experience of my life as it is. And each of those moments really helped me, encouraged me, pushed me to meditate again and again. And now, with this daily, unwavering, committed meditation practice, I'm so excited to share with you stories, teachings, ideas that propelled me on my path, and I hope propel you on yours. So this podcast is a recording of my live Monday night meditation class here in Atlanta. And in each episode, what you'll hear is maybe a 10 to 15 minute talk, something just like this, a story, an example, and a principle that's really foundational to mindfulness meditation. We'll relate it both to the practice and to our everyday human experiences. And then we'll sit together for 20 minutes and I'll guide you through that. So even if you have no idea what it means to meditate, hopefully you'll feel really supported and confident in what you're doing as we sit together. I'll never forget the moment this was years into my practice, y'all, when I finally understood what it meant to feel your breath. I mean, it was years that I was hearing that instruction, and every time in my brain I was thinking, feel your breath? I don't even know what that means. And then one day, it sunk in. One day, I felt that inhale. And the practice expanded exponentially in just that moment. So I really hope that each of you find that moment within this podcast. I'm really excited. Let's jump in. You can jump in on any episode that calls your name. And always, always feel free to reach out and let me know how your practice is going. You can find my contact information on my website, MerylArnett.com. Let's dive in.